So I got one of the two shows out. I still got to put the 138 out.
The most important thing is, Barry, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I thought that was a rather unique intro.
That's because I had no voice to do the intro.
I figured that.
I'm doing good. Today I was out doing yard work and putting the mowing deck on the JD. So
I love it when you say that. Every time you say, I'm out with the JD, I'm thinking to myself, walking around the yard drinking Jack Daniels. I don't know how it's going to fix the grass. I guess if you drink enough Jack Daniels, it'll look like a perfectly green lawn when you hit the bottom of the bottle.
Or when his face hits the lawn.
Almost live from across the USA, this is Late Night. Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, Barty, Matoska, and Michael, the Virtual Yooper. Tonight, Barry's back from the dead. Black flies suck, literally. And Joel reviews Defiance. All that and more on Late Night. And now, digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in Southwest New Hampshire, here's Joel, Barry, Barty, Matoska, and Michael! Welcome, everybody, to Late Night QRM show number 139 from the southwest corner, or I'd like to say the Monadnock region now, of New Hampshire. I am Barry J.
And from not the southeast, but also the Monadnock region in Studio J, with guest commentator, my son, this is Joel.
And Matoska.
Welcome, Matoska.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome, Matoska.
Yes, I can't believe I'm hanging out with these old farts.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry. I stepped on Barty. Go ahead, Barty.
No, that's okay. Everybody knows where the hell I'm from. They're probably tired of hearing about it.
No, you know what? It's a beautiful area.
One of the things that confuses me is we have a number of campsites down the road that people are buying property on, and they're from Vermont. And being a New Englander, grew up in New England, grew up in New Hampshire, I traveled to Vermont and think, what a beautiful state. You know, it's almost as nice as New Hampshire. I come here to New York and says, yeah, okay, it's a fascist state, but, you know, I'll live here while I have to. And people from Vermont are coming here and buying campsites. And I want to go knock on their door and say, why the hell are you guys here? Don't you know that you have a better state where you came from?
What's the matter? Vermont not rural enough for you?
I mean, really? I mean, move up to the Great Empire, for crying out loud. You don't need to come out here.
For wilderness and wildlife, all they have to do is go out into their backyard.
I know.
In Vermont. Well, I mean, I couldn't justify the gas to drive to New York from Vermont for, you know, nature.
Yeah. Oh, we've got one more person.
Especially since there is a certain corner of Vermont that is purposely kept back in almost the Stone Age. There is very little electricity and very few paved roads. And it's like, why are you guys coming all the hell the way out here when you've got that available to you?
I think that's about three quarters of Vermont.
I was thinking the same. Indoor plumbing is all the rage now.
Not really. I mean, you'd be surprised how modernized a lot of Vermont is.
Oh, of course.
You get thrown off by the idea that a lot of towns don't want McDonald's and Walmarts and things like that around. But actually, they're pretty well populated. They just keep the big box stores out of the little towns so that the downtowns don't dry up and die like everywhere else in the U.S.
Which is a smart way of doing it, actually, if you really think about it.
Wait a minute.
I kind of admire that about Vermont.
Before we continue, we got one more person that has to intro himself.
Yeah, surprise, I'm in a vehicle. This is Michael, the Virtual Yooper on US 41, almost home. I'm on my way back from Minneapolis. I was hoping and beat back the man cave before the start of the show, but that didn't quite work out. But here he is.
That's because you didn't get up early enough this morning. God.
Yeah, 4:30 was just not early enough.
Crying out loud.
Come on, think about the show, man. Of course, we weren't even sure whether we were going to have a show today. But,
well, there were circumstances, but I digress on that later.
Okay.
I left at 7 o'clock this morning.
Maybe, because you were siloning there a little bit, so we may lose.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Now, it'll wait until you have a full story to tell, and then you'll start siloning.
Great.
As usual. So.
You wouldn't happen to have a ladder that you want to move around, would you?
Sir, you still got some snow you can walk through?
Oh, my God. I'm freezing like full of snow.
It's actually melting, but, yeah, I can see plenty of snow on either side of the road here.
That's incredible. It was 80 degrees in southeast New Hampshire today. And you're saying, oh, yeah, snow on both sides of the road. Are we in the same country?
Oh, here, let me put the video back on here.
Uh-oh.
Hello. Oh. What is with?
I don't know.
I don't see any video, but Michael, that picture still is a very handsome picture of you.
Still trying to get a video. We don't have enough bandwidth.
That snow sounds cold too.
I will say that not really halfway. I'm about one fifth of the way between you and Michael, and we still have snow here, but really? It is very minuscule. It is mostly in the woods where the sun doesn't shine a whole lot because the trees are pine and very thick, and it's still pretty heavy out there. I found some snow accidentally. My dog and I were walking in the woods today, and I thought it was just a simple snowbank. And because he went right over the top of it with no problem, I hit the top of it and sank down to my waist.
Ah!
And I was like, Thor, pull, pull. He's looking at me like, pull my ass. I said, pull, pull, really.
Well,
yeah, I was stuck for a good 20 minutes trying to get out of that mess.
I got to say that I walked out of the garage this morning and was smacked with a face full of, yes, they're a day early, black flies. And uh-oh, we lost Michael.
There's a surprise. he's driving, and he always has like the most fantastic stories a lot of times, and he'll be right in the middle of it. Bloop, you know it's going to dump out. Yeah. I actually anticipate it now.
Yeah.
I try not to get emotionally involved in a story too deep because of the heartbreak.
Yeah. We just have to wait for the story on the podcast that shall not be named.
I know, really? We didn't tell him to extend that podcast a bit longer to like put more details in a lot of these things. I tell you, the guy lives a really amazing life. And, you know, if I had half the balls that he does, I might think about living up there. But, you know, I'm only living like halfway there over here, and I'm thinking, no freaking way.
Yeah, 333.
Dealing with the Tug Hill Plateau is bad enough. I don't understand how the hell he can stand to live up there year after year after year.
333 inches of snow is a tad too much for me.
You know, it's I used to think I understood the concept of love for a land.
Oh, we got video. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I got to get this off, though.
Oh, now we got Barty.
But I don't understand. I mean,
I feel sorry for you.
That is a layer, a type of love for a land that I cannot comprehend.
Yeah. Well, when the land is covered with snow, you don't see the damn land.
Oh, jeez. Well, we lost Michael's video. I guess
he turned it off. Yeah, no, I turned it off. Okay. I was going to drop the call.
All right, so... If you probably noticed, we did not have a show last week. My fault. I'm sorry. But the flu that I got the week before, actually the last show, which still isn't out yet, but you'll hear it before the show. that one, I was not feeling 100% that night when we were doing
the podcast, and that turned into a major case of the flu. I was out most of the week that week.
Yep.
And I tried to go back to work on the Friday. I made it about 2 hours and came back home and kind of relapsed a little bit on Friday. And oh, by the way, my wife also, I shared it with my wife. We share everything.
You have to share.
And that's, so that's she got the flu. And so we were both down and out. And then last week when we were, well, I was pretty much going to say, you guys are on your own for the podcast because I was not at all well last Saturday. And my wife was doing worse because it hit her in the stomach, so she wasn't, she was just nauseous and not keeping anything down, and this was going on for like 3 days. So she called her doctor's office, and they said, you need to go to the hospital. And I said, I'm in no shape to drive you. Mm-hmm. And so the doctor's office says, well, call the ambulance.
Right.
So I called the ambulance, and they were going to come to pick up my wife, and I said, okay. And they said, now, if you have animals, make sure the animals are away so that we can keep the doors open and they're not in the way. And make sure this, this, and this. And there's a hallway cleared up, you know, right, to wherever she is. And so I'm about 10%.
If that.
And I'm wandering around the house trying to do all this stuff so that they can come and pick her up. Well, the first guy arrived. First EMT arrived, and he came up, and I took him upstairs, and he went over to look at my wife, and he was talking to her, and I promptly passed out on them, and then I couldn't breathe.
Nice.
That might get their attention.
So
as trained medical professionals.
He immediately gets on the radio and says, send two ambulances. Now, I got a little bit better. But I was having a hell of a time trying to breathe, right?
Uh-huh.
So they said...
Get our attention, Jerry.
What's that?
It will get our attention.
Yes. So anyway, so I said, I'm feeling...
Coming from an EMT.
Well, here's the thing. I said, okay, I'm feeling better. I'll go to the, you know, he said, you're going, and matter of fact, they took me first.
Oh, so you couldn't try and talk your way out of it.
No. But I said, I can walk down the stairs. No, you're not walking down the stairs. Well, yeah, so they got the special little chair and strapped me in. I said, you know, I can walk down the stairs. But it took three of them, of course.
To get you down the stairs. Cause
6'8".
It's a
320 pounds.
Little chair, big man, twisty stairs.
Yeah, and the chair and our stairs... Have yeah, they twist.
Yes, they twist. They curve.
It's not a 90-degree angle. One of those things. No, they twist down.
Yeah,
in a curve. And so it was fun. It was a fun ride down.
It was a fun ride.
I said, no, I can walk. I can really walk. Oh no, we're not allowed to let you walk. I said, I'm worried about my stairs. You know, they're hardwood stairs, and you guys are going. Put it up down the stairs.
Have I mentioned take your shoes off?
Old style stair chair then.
I guess. I don't, you know, it had some kind of thing in the back, so it tracked itself down the stairs, but it was still.
Oh, one, so it did have tracks.
Yes, but it's still one step at a time, and these guys were working a sweat. You know, and so we get down and they get me in the ambulance, and meanwhile I'm looking around and the other ambulance shows up. There's a fire truck out in the road in front of our house. They've got people out there directing traffic around the fire truck, which really doesn't need to be there, but it's there and it's in the way. So, you know, so there's two ambulances, there's about 15 cars.
Police, I'm sure.
And I went in the Jaffrey ambulance.
Yep.
My wife went to the Peterborough ambulance.
Yes. So now it's a multi-town thing.
So and then
everybody has to get their cut out of this.
And I got, so I get in the I'm in the ambulance, and I said, oh, can you get my cell phone? Because it's got all my numbers, and I don't know anybody's phone number anymore.
Right.
So he goes, I tell him where it is, and he goes and gets it, and we start taking off down the road.
Yep.
And lights on. And
meanwhile, he calls all of his friends that he can't call because it's too expensive.
Well, anyway,
is this going to use my minutes?
So I'm in there, and I said, and I get on the phone, and of course, the first thing I do is call Joel and Debbie, and I call Joel. I said, "Can you come up here? I'm in an ambulance heading to the hospital. Amory's following me, and the animals are, you know, here, and here, and they need to be taken care of." You know, and without hesitation, of course, Joel and Debbie just came right up. They dropped everything, came up, and took care of the animals, and then ended up at the hospital with us, sitting with us that night. Now, after they pumped me full of three bags of
saline.
And they gave me a chest X-ray.
A chest X-ray and two nebulizers. Even you were getting the royal treatment.
Two nebulizers.
Yeah, that's the only reason why you were breathing.
You know, Barry, it's a damn good thing that Joel was there keeping an eye on you, because he knows more what the hell went on with you.
Well, it's true. But they finally, after a few bags of saline, they decided I could go home, but they were keeping my wife overnight because she was still having the nausea, and of course it was much easier to give her nausea medicine via IV and instead of saying, "Here, take this pill," and then throw it up. So she ended up staying overnight. Meanwhile, of course, Joel and Debbie took me home, and you know, I was already in my pajamas, basically.
Oh, you cut out the middleman.
Yeah. So they took me home, and of course, they stayed the night. Thank God.
The back door was buttoned.
Thank God. I didn't tell them. I was like, "Yeah, bring a bag, stay the night," but they already thought about that.
Yep.
And they took care of me through the night and made a nice breakfast in the morning, and then Joel went up and picked Anne Marie up Sunday morning after they got ready to release her.
Yeah.
And then they stuck around Sunday and took care of us until we were healthy enough to at least fend for ourselves.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, that's what family does.
Yeah. And that's true.
You're really happy that you have friends like that, Barry.
Well, like I said, they're more than friends.
Very few, very far between.
Yeah, these guys are family. You know, they're part of the family. So it's you know, that's the way I consider it. And I can't say how much I appreciate what they did, because we were stuck. You know, we were just in
absolutely, positively. Yeah. It's not even a question of I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not a question of, you know, "Oh, I don't want to put them out," or "I feel awkward." Never hesitate.
Yeah.
Never hesitate, because you know what? Family comes first.
Yeah.
You guys are family. And quite frankly, you know, let's face it. I mean, my wife aside, I'm not going to speak for her. I can speak for me. There ain't a whole lot of people on this planet I get along with. I usually eventually end up pissing somebody off somewhere along the way.
I believe that you piss people off, but I think you're a pretty agreeable person to get along with.
Thanks. I appreciate that. And that's why I hearken back to a line out of a movie, Meet the Fockers. There's the outer circle, and then there's the inner circle. And if you're in
think you're a hell of a fun person to pick up. And you tend to like it so much.
Yeah, well, you know what? I like banter. You know, but you know, you have to, like anything else. You know, when it's banter and you're having fun with friends, and you poke the bear with a stick to see what it's going to do.
Yeah,
and
we do that all the time.
And we do that all the time. That's what how you build friendships and relationships. Yeah. And again, when everything's going great, it's easy to say, "Oh yeah, we're like family," and blah 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 blah, and everybody hangs out.
Yeah.
But quite frankly, and we all know this old rule, this adage: when the shit hits the fan, that's when you find out who's standing and who's got your back, who's in your corner. And quite frankly, I don't care who you are, and we all know it. Sooner or later, that fecal matter will hit your air conditioner, and it's going to be you or your family or what have you. And then you get to sit around and go, "Well, who do I call?"
Well, the funny thing about that is there was no doubt who I was going to call. Yeah, I was just like, "I need my phone to call Joel."
Well, you know what? I'm glad you feel that way. Seriously, and you know, it's we're 12 years now,
something like that. Yeah,
12 years, putting up with each other and hanging out and getting on each other's nerves. And the funny thing is, I thought about that too. I said, you know, over oh, well over a decade. I know, for you sit back and go, I've probably pissed them off more times. with one, you know, either this or that, or but we've had these great conversations. And the thing is you keep coming back as friends. Your friendship grows to something more.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's the family. It's like a brother that I've never had an older brother. I was the older brother.
Yeah.
But it transcends that, because when you're best friends, it's just means more. You know,
yeah.
It's not even a question of, you know. When you get, I got the call, and I said to Debbie, I'm like, Barry's in the back of an ambulance. I heard whoop whoop, and I said, that means we're going. I said, pack your shit, we're leaving. She's like, okay, and she didn't even bat an eye. She was right there with him.
Yeah.
When you're in the car driving up, she literally had said, what are we walking to? And I said, I don't know. Sammy's in the garage, and I don't know what the hell else is going on. We'll figure it out when we get there.
Yeah, I was texting them once I was in the ER, you know, and I was settled down. I had my phone, and I said, oh, crap, I have no signal. But I said, but the hospital has Wi-Fi. I've been here enough to know. And I even have an account.
to paint that picture, here he is, half delusional because he passed out, but he's got a saline with bourbon. And
yeah,
going at him, and he's like, you know what? I got Wi-Fi. Look at that. Yeah.
So I was texting back and forth between Joel and I. Also, you know, I text my sister to let her know what was going on, because you know it is funny, and you got to believe in some things. My sister and I, and it's mostly my sister, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She has this sixth sense,
yep.
Okay? I will tell you that. Because we won't talk to each other for like, you know, 2 or 3 weeks,
right,
or something like that, you know? And then I'll sit there and say, I gotta call Bev tonight, because,
yep,
you know, I haven't talked to her in a while. And sure enough, I get home, and before I get a chance to pick up the phone rings, and it's her. And then, of course, we go through the... wait a minute. Okay, we're still good.
Oh, we're still recording?
Yeah, the thing went blank all of a sudden. The PC went blank.
Really?
Which I don't have...
I did that once before.
Yeah, but I don't have... Screensavers on, so that's strange. Anyway, it's still recording. So, and this happens all the time. I say, oh, I was just getting ready to call you, and then we go through this. Oh, sure you were, you know. And to the point now that I, you know, I'll say I got to call my sister. I'm not going to call her because she's going to call me today, because she always knows when I'm saying this, right?
Right.
Saturday morning, and I was in no shape, so I hadn't called her yet.
Right.
But she had called and left a message, and I hadn't talked to her in about 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And she called. She goes, are you two okay? I'm worried about you.
Mm-hmm.
And give me a call. I haven't heard from you in a while. Let me know if everything's okay. Please give me a call back.
Right.
And she knew nothing. She didn't know I was sick. She didn't know anything at all.
Right.
On this. But yet, I don't know. It's a little
eerie.
She
just knew.
She knows.
She just knew.
So... But so I spent last week basically home, and
sorry.
What?
I just got a text from my beautiful bride, who's up at that Ren Fair.
Yeah,
and she's camping at it, and I just get this text: woohoo! It's windy here, and I smell. I just didn't expect that.
She smells what?
She smells because she's camping in the woods.
Okay. What is everybody else?
I just didn't expect to see. It's windy. Ooh, it's windy and I smell.
That's funny.
So then,
you know, Barry, I had a recent experience with my sister that was very similar.
Yeah.
I was at work for yesterday because I'm on the opposite schedule from the rest of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading in the Glens Falls Post-Star newspaper that an apartment building that I had lived in before I met my wife had burned down. And this was a place I had lived in back back in 76, 77.
Huh.
And I moved out of there because the landlord wouldn't replace the ceiling in the bathroom because the apartment above me had a leak and the ceiling had fallen into my tub. And I called him and says, look, you know, come fix this. And he says, no, I'm not going to bother. So I cleaned the tub out and I got all the crap out. And I says, look, I'm not paying you any rent until you fix this. And he never did. So I consequently moved out. Well, the other day, it burned down. There was a fire that hit that, that they're still not sure what caused the fire in the back, but the entire freaking building burned down, and now 25 people are homeless because of the fire. Jeez. And I was reading this online at the in the Glens Falls Post-Star newspaper, and I thought, wow, that's kind of weird, you know. And 2 minutes later on Facebook, I get a little bloop. I look, and my sister's IMing me saying, hey, remember that building you lived in Sherman Avenue? It burned down. I'm like, get out of here. I just read that.
That's weird. Wow. Yeah. So, well, and then it continued because Joel and Debbie came up on Tuesday and to make sure we were okay. And Joel made this beautiful. Joel's leaving. He's trying to be quiet.
Joel's thirsty and needs to get more beers out of the beer okay, yeah.
Beer me too.
I know. I saw yours was empty.
So they came up on Tuesday, and Joel made this huge, huge chicken soup, homemade chicken soup, which, oh my God. Matter of fact, we had it yesterday.
It was
again,
delicious.
Too. Oh, it was fantastic.
I didn't get fat by accident.
And they brought me a birthday cake because it happened to be my birthday last week. And
hey, happy birthday, Barry!
Thank you. And so they brought me a nice chocolate cake, and we had a little celebration and a great soup, and it was fantastic. And
yeah.
And this was on Tuesday, so they were both working, and they popped up. You know, it's an hour's drive up here.
Yeah. Nothing.
So. Yeah,
really it's something you could win next.
Yeah, so.
I love that sound. Which one do you want?
I don't
The original batch of QRM beer or the dog drool brew?
Nah, give me the dog drool brew for a change. I'll deal with the fuzzy and the overflow foamy head.
Oh, guys. You guys are making me jealous. Shut up. I didn't mean
break.
Literally.
Sip break.
Michael, say something. Save us here.
Sorry. Oh, that is hoppy.
Oh, Michael, you're sidelining.
Michael, you're sidelining big time. You know, Michael, I think if you're going to continue to be on US 41... at this spot, every time we podcast, you really need to set up a Wi-Fi network, mesh network.
Or a big-ass antenna.
Michael can't talk. No. he's in the bad place.
He's in the bad place.
So.
Speaking of bad places, a different subject. Yeah.
Go ahead. Barry was stuck in a bad place watching daytime TV.
Yeah, no kidding. Tell us about that, man.
God, that daytime TV, even though I've got the Dish Network, and of course this is true no matter what cable system you have, mm-hmm. you have over 200 and some channels mm-hmm. of pure daytime crap. I just turned off the TV. I said, I can't take this. I mean,
wasn't it Bruce Springsteen that had a song that said 57 channels and nothing on?
Yeah. I mean, it was worse than nothing on. It was like, it offended me. it was so, so bad. I mean, there is nothing.
What?
I can't understand how people can watch this crap.
You didn't catch up on The View?
Oh, God. I will never, ever watch The View. I was forced to watch it in the hospital once when I was... They had in a waiting room,
yeah.
you know, getting an x-ray or mm-hmm. something, and they had that on, and I was like, oh, my God, avoid looking at the television, shield my eyes.
Oh, they got that former porn star Jenny McCarthy on there now.
I know. Yeah. Well, so what?
And that in a quarter will get you a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. A quarter? Or are you buying your coffee?
Let's say aging porn star Jenny McCarthy. But anyway, so I ended up, all I can say is thank God for Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because, you know, I was like, I couldn't read. I couldn't get on the computer because my eyes were screwed up. I just wanted to do is sit there and comfortably die and watch something on television.
While you do that.
So I ended up...
You gotta stream the music.
Yeah, I could listen to music, but I just...
You don't need to see that.
But I ended up finishing watching... I hadn't completed the second season of House of Cards, so I ended up watching that. I think I had three more episodes of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished that off. And then they have Netflix has the British version of House of Cards,
yep.
which must have come out in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yep, way
so.
Before.
I want to watch this. And so I marathoned the British. They had three series, which is seasons.
Right.
The Brits call them series.
Yep.
They had three series, and I marathoned that and found out it was the exact same story. It wasn't changed much. The
really?
American version wasn't changed that much. So I watched it all the way through to the end, and now I think I know how the American version is going to end.
Oh,
if they,
spoilers.
Yeah.
That's also a British thing.
But I got to say that it was good. It was when I was first watching it, I was saying I kind of like the American version better because it's a little up to date. And production value was much better, even though this was a BBC thing.
Yeah, right.
But it was 90s or 80s BBC. So
that's, yeah, pre-big dollars, pre-big budget.
But as I got into it more and more, I ended up saying, you know, this is as good as the American version, you know, even though it's almost 30 years old now.
Right.
And so I did appreciate it. And it was good. It was a good series. And... like I said, the only thing is I think I may have spoiled the American version. Because, pretty much it's the same storyline.
Well, having not watched any of it, I appreciate the heads up, so I don't watch the British version first, which you know that's what I would do. and then try and catch up with the American version, because obviously I'd end up seeing the ending before seeing the end of the American one. So, thanks for that.
Yep.
Which, what was I going to say? That kind of leads me into, I guess, that other topic.
What's that?
The one all the way at the bottom that I had typed in, because we're talking about TV shows now.
Oh, you mean it's time for...
Well, before we get away from British television,
yeah.
I would like to say that having traveled to Britain a number of times,
yeah.
and being free from the virus and the scum of American sitcom television, I really, really do much more enjoy watching BBC television
mm-hmm.
than I do enjoy watching American television. I mean, I am not one to sit around and watch sitcoms all night long, 5 days a week.
Right.
I can count on maybe two fingers any sitcom that I've ever really paid much attention to
right.
on a consistent basis. You know, watching... Anytime I've ever been in Britain and watching British TV, it's like, yeah, why can't I get this in the States? Because it's mostly news. It's, you know, rather droll, but it's more of, you know, these are the facts, and yeah, this is what we're living. You know? And they do have some programs and things like that, but a lot of it is pretty much news and commentary and stuff, and I would much rather watch that kind of stuff. It's things that are like talking about what's going on around you, and you know, in a little bit further area around you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just sit around and just watch all the blab and bleck that comes out of the four major networks.
Good word, bleck.
Yes.
That was a Mad Magazine word.
Yep.
They used to use bleck a lot.
I realized I used to read Mad Magazine when I was a kid.
Bleck.
Yeah. Yes. And unfortunately, a while back, the creator of Mad Magazine passed away.
A while ago. Yeah. But it's still there, and it's only put out quarterly now. But they still have it, actually.
Because
Dick Diabartolo still works for them and still writes for them.
But before we went on to talk about other entertainment news,
yes.
I just wanted to put my two cents in about that. I would much rather watch the droll of British television than what we get the stylized American.
And Marty, I can say I think you're preaching to the choir here, because I think we all agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to get, like, you know, put up on a stick and, like, put him over a fire.
No.
I hate American sitcoms. I would much rather watch British television any day of the week.
Yeah. American sitcoms, especially in my... Well, I think I went on this two shows ago.
Yeah.
The sitcoms especially are designed for morons.
Yeah.
They're so overly simplistic.
Yeah.
All but included, and I think probably in some shows they have it, where they flash the words on the screen, laugh now. Yeah. I detest them.
They do have the laugh track.
Oh, and they use that button heavily off the cart machine.
Yeah. So, but when I watch sitcoms, now I must admit, I don't know why I watch it, but I like The Big Bang Theory. I do watch that one because it's geeks.
Well, I liked it when it first came on. It was kind of interesting, but it's kind of gotten more down to a steady formula of the same thing coming up over and over again.
I was just going to say that.
And that's the way all sitcoms is. You know, they all are. But they come up with something new and original, and then the first year they capitalize on it, and then they figure out what sells commercials, and that's what you see the next 10-12 years until everybody gets bored with the same formula.
Right. I have to say, there's one that, like you, it's an American, I guess it would be a situation comedy, that I do follow, and I absolutely enjoy, but because it harkens back to an era of me when I was growing up, which is The Goldbergs.
A long time ago.
Oh.
Yes, but it's all about the 80s. Shut up.
Hey, don't tell him to shut up. That was a worthwhile statement. Speak up more often.
All right, maybe it was a long time ago, but yes, it's about the 80s, which I have a soft spot in my heart
for. The Goldbergs, and it was... It's suburbs of Philadelphia, actually.
Yes, it was.
It takes place in Jenkintown. They live in Jenkintown.
For the young man's information, they did still have electricity back then.
It was starting to become real popular, yeah.
Just remember, Barty, when Matoska calls Joel an old fart and talks about how old he is, we go back further.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I just enjoy hearing him actually speak up and say something. I almost forgot that he was even on the show. So I'm just trying to encourage him to speak up more often because his opinion is valued here.
Yes, indeed.
It is. So let's continue on with our segment called Entertainment Last Month.
And I'm one of your guests, Joel, along with co-host Matoska here. And we are going to review a television program that I recently discovered about, a week and a half ago?
About that.
Which is titled Defiance. Found it on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. Again, once, like so many other shows, I'm late to the game.
Yeah.
But not totally late because they're still making episodes today.
It's actually on Sci-Fi Channel.
On the Sci-Fi. Or Sci-Fi, as Barry taught me how to call it.
Sci-Fi.
And
it sounds like a whipped puppy, you know?
It went down the hill when they changed it to Sci-Fi because they put more real... Well, what do you call it? I can't think of the... You know, the
reality TV.
Reality TV.
That's it.
Reality. There's a reality.
How can you have reality sci-fi or sci-fi stuff, you know?
You know what, Barry? That little music interlude coming into this segment ought to be followed up with somebody throwing up really heavily.
That's true. I should look that. You know, thank you, Barty. I'm going to go
start digging for sound bites.
I think I have a sound bite of somebody doing that.
And it shouldn't be Joel.
No.
I haven't thrown up like that since the last time I did.
Yeah, Barry probably recorded it and says, I'm going to use this against him someday.
Yeah, well, he's definitely got me on prescription meds. And,
Wait,
but,
what?
Jesus, he's going to play it.
I got to find it.
Why did I have to bring it up? Because I thought he forgot.
Berkey. Okay.
Which was his ringer on his iPhone for a while.
Oh, it still is for you, when you call me.
But so the show, Defiance, just to cap off, it's a futuristic version of Cowboys versus Indians, which I know is not PC, but tough shit. I'm not PC. But
yeah, you're Mac now.
But it's a combination of that, but it's with post-invasion, alien invasion humans, and six different races of aliens, and how they have to try and coexist on planet Earth that's been terraformed. I don't know. I mean, personally, I think the character development's been pretty cool. Mm. As far as the different alien races, I find pretty damn interesting. How they actually, you know, their little traditions, their technology, the little laser butter knives. So that's what I call them, laser butter knives. That they like little Jedi swords. And then they can swish it around. It turns into a...
Oh, how cute.
It is.
Jedi swords.
Well, I think it's cool because it's almost like, you know, the little... It's sort of like, you know, a little laser butter knife or... If you were a bread knife, and that, I'm thinking, because this is how I work, if you cut bread off the loaf while that with that knife, you're toasting it at the same time. How friggin' cool is that?
Yeah, but are you toasting the loaf side or just the slice that you cut off?
Well, you're toasting your side that you cut off and the next slice for the next guy on one side.
One is spice toasted.
But so that being said, I mean, the character development is actually pretty complex. The aliens, they do get in pretty deep. They tell about the planets, some of their traditions. There's a few things that made you scratch your head and go, what? But which is good because you don't see it coming. The storyline, I think, probably, it's a little predictable.
A little bit.
You know, you can see, you know, there's always a turmoil of some kind. There's the bad guy trying to do the bad thing, which doesn't really matter if he's in a mine or in a skyscraper. Well,
that's what makes him a bad guy, right?
Exactly, but it's how it plays out. The only difference is whether they're in a mine or in some tower, or do they get the super ray gun of death or whatever the hell it is. And then, of course, then there's a hero that has to try and stop him. Now, as far as the characters go, where the heck is it here? You have what's called a chief law keeper, Joshua Nolan. Then you have one who's played by Grant Bowler. Graham Greene plays Rafe McCauley. He's this like mine, owns the mines that mine out this ore that seems to power everything. There's a couple of me. He's one. You know, these are some of the main characters. There's a few others, but quite honestly, I have to say, all in all, it's worth a watch.
I agree. I mean, it's definitely like interesting.
Right. You're actually going to look at the screen when it's on the TV versus pick up your iPhone or your iPad.
Yeah.
Can you have your son move closer to the microphone so we could hear him better?
Talk right into it.
Right in. See, yeah. Right up against the pop filter.
Okay.
Man,
is that better?
Yes, that's much better.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great.
Okay.
So, I mean...
Yeah, I'm really interested in hearing what your opinion of the movie was, because the way Joel described it, this sounds like a movie I'd really like to see.
Well, I don't have an opinion on a movie because it's not a movie, it's a TV show, so...
Zing! Pay attention. it's a TV show that's currently running right now on Sci-Fi.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and
so what do you think? I mean, from the mind of a teenager. I mean, I'm an old fart, according to you, anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm sci-fi geeky. I grew up with Star Wars in '77 and the whole nine yards. The original, by the way. So
well, I was before that. I was into Star Trek.
Well, you know what? I was late to the game on that one, but I have respect for it. Mad props and respect for it now.
Mm.
Yeah, they had bad effects, but the original series was really kind of interesting. They had real science fiction writers writing a lot of the stories for the episodes, which was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, again, from a fresher perspective, in other words, you know, you don't know, and again, it's for the listeners who know, I remember when there was no, you know, pagers, only doctors had. And really, really important people.
Pagers.
There was no cell phones, except for one. And there was a car phone occasionally here and there. But you're growing up with all this technology. It's just always been that way. So seeing some of the special effects in this show, don't have the same wow effect. What do you think of it?
I think the special effects could be a little bit better. I mean, they kind of look like they could be old. Like they don't look as rich as some of the newer shows out there.
All right.
Like compared to what? Yeah. That I like that that opinion. That I really appreciate that you're saying that.
Well, I can't think of any other shows that have really good special effects, but the movie Transformers has incredible special effects. And if it was just a little bit more like that, I think it'd be amazing.
It would have the hook to keep people coming back.
Yeah.
Of all ages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, those things are very expensive. I mean, that's like
the CGI.
All CGI, and right. It's just incredible. Mm. But you know, actually, you that should be getting cheaper, though, to do.
Well, the Japanese will make it cheaper.
Yeah, but all they keep coming with is Godzilla attacking some other city again. I mean,
I want to see that with all my heart. Like, I want to see that so bad.
New Godzilla?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess that's kind of a generational thing, because when I saw the previews for the movie and the ads for it and stuff, I thought, oh, that looks really cool, until I saw that it was Godzilla, and it's like, oh, man, Godzilla again?
Do you know how many...
I grew up with Godzilla attacking pretty much every major city on the planet, and it's like, okay, enough with Godzilla.
I've seen
another creature.
I think I've seen one of the older Godzillas, like, once, and I was, like, 4, so I don't remember it at all. I would love to see the new movie coming out.
That's the one where there's two little Japanese chicks that are somehow allied with this gigantic caterpillar that...
Mothra.
Is that what it is?
Mothra, they sing,
and that brings the whole guy down, and he settles down, and everything's cool again. And it's like, are you kidding me? Who believes this crap?
It'll be interesting to see this version with all the CGI and special effects. So. Yeah.
It's got to be good.
Yeah.
When does that even come out anyways?
I don't know. They're advertising it heavily on television right now, so it's got to be coming soon.
Let's find out
if it didn't already open this weekend. I'm not sure.
If it did, we should have gone to the movies.
So it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Mother's Day. We're booked.
We can ask her if she wants to go.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I just got a text that says, it's windy and I smell. Do you want to go to see a Godzilla movie? I'm thinking the answer is going to be no.
Yeah, I think she's going to want to go to something where there's much better smell. Sweaty people in a theater.
Let's make sure she takes a shower before you go.
I'm thinking climbing into our...
We're talking about her smells.
Let's see here. It's already out. Godzilla 2014. I'm looking for a release date, actually. I'm sorry. I just told a big, fat lie. It is in theaters May 16th.
Next week.
Oh, yep. Okay.
That's only 6 days away. Sure, no problem.
No problem. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking a QRM field trip. Huh? At least part of us are going to be going to see Godzilla.
That would be fun.
At Chunky's.
Oh, I haven't been to Chunky's yet.
You can order a steak.
You haven't
tips.
Been to Chunky's?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you can get steak tips and drink a pitcher of Sam Adams while watching Godzilla. The only thing you can't do is smoke a cigar. How good is that?
Slow down. What is Chunky's and where is it?
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. Chunky's is a movie theater chain. One here in Nashua, one in Pelham, New Hampshire, and another in, I want to say, Haverhill.
Yeah, I think you're
Where
right.
is it in Nashua?
Nashua is off Exit 6, off of Route 3, off of Broad Street, or Coliseum
Avenue. That's where I used to live.
It's on Coliseum Avenue.
It wasn't there when you lived here.
Right, it wasn't there. There's a plant. It's right next to Planet Fitness.
Which wasn't there when you lived
it's
here
kind
either.
Of an oxymoron.
I was going to say, I don't remember no Planet Fitness.
All right, was there a Hannaford grocery store at the end of Coliseum Avenue?
Yes.
Okay.
We used to go there all the time. All
right.
They all knew us.
Right next to the Hannaford, there is Chunky's and then Planet Fitness.
It's a little weird, isn't it? The Chunky's right next to Planet Fitness. It's kind of an oxymoron.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, how does this work?
The irony abounds. So, the Chunky's...
I like that. Irony abounds.
when you go there, you pay... You know, it's like you're $7.50 or $9.50, whatever the hell it is for a ticket. I really don't care. I don't pay attention. They just say, give us money. I say, you know, 3 for Godzilla. When you go in there...
How much?
I think it's $10. $10 a
really?
Ticket.
Really? For one ticket?
Yeah.
Hell, you wait a couple of months, you can buy the whole freaking movie.
Well, this is where it gets good.
They get you on the food. That's what it is.
When you walk into the theater, it is a terraced theater. Now, not in a conventional terraced where you have row after row after row of seats that are each at a different level, say 8 or 10 inches higher than the rest. The terraces are probably 13 or 14 feet wide and have tables, long, almost like, not picnic tables, but, you know, like cafeteria-style tables that are 8 feet long that sit perpendicular. And up perpendicular to the actual terrace, the step. From there, along each table, cafeteria table, is either a Cadillac, leather Cadillac, or leather Lincoln car seats. And on the car seats are casters, like so that, and these seats recline. So you can actually tilt back and roll your chair out so you can face the screen. And then what? But the nice thing is on these tables, you can have an illuminated electric candle. Turn on the electric candle, and a waiter will come over, and they hand you menus. And from this menu, you can say, yeah, I need a pitcher of Sam Adams, Oktoberfest or whatever's on tap. I'd like to get the steak tips. I'd like the Cajun curly fries, and I want to have a small Caesar salad for me. Well, actually, that's usually every time I sit here and go, "Hey, get what you want." You've picked the most expensive thing on the menu.
Always the steak.
Which is steak.
Good God! Always the steak. You
know, and then
we need to bring him on the show more often.
Yes, we do, definitely. And then from there, my wife would order what she gets, which is she eats a nice little meal. I'll grab a burger or something like that.
I like how he says, or she gets whatever she wants, something like nice little meal.
Well, she does, because she eats very, very, very sparse. She doesn't eat a lot of food.
Yeah, I get that, but it just sounds so funny the way you said, a nice little meal.
Yeah, well, little meal, little lady. I mean, she's a little teeny tiny thing.
I saw your picture. She is really cute.
And then, so we went ahead, and the waiter will go away. They turn the light off. Now the movie starts. The lights now dim, like a regular movie theater. You rotate your chair, your Lincoln or Cadillac lounge chair. That sounds like Michael going into the man cave.
No, in and out of the house. I
guess. And
hey, Michael.
So they'll play the movie, and the screens are twice the size. I think they're about twice the size of a regular movie screen.
Yeah.
But midway through, here comes a waiter. With a plate of sizzling steak tips in front of you, a pitcher of beer, and all the food that you want to eat while you're watching the movie. Then when you're done, you can have some dessert, spin. Yeah. You can stretch your legs out. There's no chair in front of you. It is the best way to watch a movie.
I don't even think IMAX can compare with it. I mean, it's probably the best movie theater you'll ever go to.
Wow. Yeah, I hear about it a lot, but just never... made it down.
We gotta get you down, man.
Yeah.
Godzilla
might be like a little money, though, for just to sit around and watch a movie for a night.
Well, the thing is, it's $10 for the movie ticket, which is about normal. This is what it would cost to go to most movie theaters. However,
Michael's home.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
But
I'm trying to unpack quietly.
The food is good. I think it tastes good.
I think it's good.
And it's a little on the pricey side. I'm totally right there with you, Barty. I mean, a family of four, by the time we got food, dessert, bought the movie tickets. I mean, the movie tickets alone are $40 because there's four of us. So there's $10 a piece, so there's $40 to get in. But and by the time it was said and done with meals, a pitcher of beer, sodas, I dropped about $100.
It's a good restaurant, but you get a movie with it.
You get a movie, a feature film, and a meal in the most comfortable environment.
When my wife and I go out to a nice restaurant, to just go for dinner, we drop $100.
You drop $100, right. We went out for breakfast, mind you, breakfast at IHOP, drop $40.
Yeah.
You know what the tipping is?
It doesn't help that we both eat like four expensive portions.
I can't believe you spent that much money there.
Well, yeah, but you haven't seen the size of my son, so I mean, I mean, you know, you get the sampler plate, which has a little.
So you blame it on your son.
Yeah,
we're both not small people.
He got the steak and eggs, Barty. Yeah. He always gets the steak.
Let me put it this way, Barty. Every time I see Matoska, he comes up here. Now he doesn't come up here that often, but every time he comes up here, he's grown another foot. You know, so you know, he's pretty much almost got his dad beat in height.
Yeah, I mean he's 6'1", 245 pounds. Yeah, he's 15 years old.
We're only talking like a couple inches, and he's overtaken Joel.
The old man.
Yeah.
So when
the old man better behave himself.
Well, it works a lot like this. One, I never ever would have to worry about that with my son, and secondly, I have a checkbook. He who holds a checkbook holds the keys to life, because that equals cash.
I'm sure he's got your signature down pat.
No, I wouldn't pretend to.
Well, of course you got to say that, dude.
But, yeah, I mean, honestly, Chunky's is the way to go. And I think it definitely might warrant, if you're feeling up to it, a QRM field trip. Mm. Now, next Saturday, I got to get more ink in the morning around lunchtime. So anytime after that would be cool.
Hmm. I have to think about that. Definitely.
So anyway, so rolling back, I know, boy, we really went way around the way, but
like we never do.
Yeah, we went by way of Saskatchewan, just like going to the man cave to get back here to Defiance as a good TV show. But really, truly, give it a if you're one of the five people that listen, give it a watch. You won't be disappointed.
I think I'll see if I can find Defiance and see what's going on with that, because it does sound pretty interesting from the way you're talking about
Amazon Prime. It's
you probably should start from the beginning too.
Yeah, you have to start from episode one. Otherwise, you're going to go in and go, what? There's some pretty good character development.
Yeah, and it's a continuing
story. That's one of the best things about Prime is that everything's always available. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, speaking of, not so much Prime, but Netflix, I got an email from them yesterday. It said, it's going up a dollar.
You know, it's still worth it in my book.
It's still worth it, but they said it's so they can get... What the hell sound effects are we listening to now?
I'm wondering myself.
I don't even want to ask Michael what he's doing.
It sort of sounded like, you know, the primer bulb on a lawn boy, but I'm like, why is he starting a lawn boy in the kitchen?
I opened up the bottle of my Grolsch beer with the porcelain cap on it.
Oh.
Okay.
We'll believe that if that's what you want us to believe, Michael. It sounds like a very good explanation, and it sounds like one we ought to go with.
All right. You're going to make me do this.
There's video.
Oh, and there it is.
There it is. There's the Grolsch.
There's a porcelain cap.
And there, look at that.
That's and it's nice. Not the baby-sized bottle either. That's the big boy bottle.
No, it's the proper bottle. Okay.
Are you in the man cave?
No, I'm in the house.
Okay.
Now I'm walking out of the house.
It's still got sunlight.
I love the door.
I love this. It's bright sunlight and it's dark here.
It's pitch black. Vampires are out walking around in the woods right now. It's bright and sunny there.
I see ground. This is incredible.
Oh my God, look at that! It's not white!
At least not here. In the woods it is.
Wow.
I was told to go check something, so I'm going to.
Okay.
Yep, Lake Superior's still there.
By the way, did I mention? I'm not sure.
No,
yeah, I guess
this is Lake Fanyhaw.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't know whether it was in the pre-show or now, but I think I did mention that the black flies were out.
Yeah.
They haven't hit here yet. We're still safe.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have any on Friday. We had them today.
Yeah. They visited me. I didn't know what they were. I thought they were aliens.
Well, they're just gnats with fangs.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm from the city. I don't even know what black flies are.
You're lucky.
Thank God for smog.
You're lucky. So, yeah, today's on my agenda today was I actually put the mowing deck back on the JD.
Yeah.
And so that's all ready to go. And actually, I was looking at the side yard, and I'm thinking I'm going to have to be cutting tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Make sure you bring plenty of beer. You got to hydrate.
Yeah. Yeah, so
yeah, that was one of my expected tests today, was to take the snowblower off the front of the tractor and put the mower deck on the bottom of it. But I spent too much time playing with the dog out in the woods today and
get stuck in waist high snow.
Yeah, that's right. That was before the show. We were talking about that. Yeah, it took me a while to get out of that. Oh man, no, that was unexpected. Yeah.
Well, I got to say that me and John Deere are going to have I'm going to send an email in and say, what engineer decided that there's a bolt for a control lever that goes to the snowblower? And let's put it this way. What brilliant engineer decided the best place for that would be right underneath the foot pedestal, you know, and so that you could barely get your hand up in there, and then put a locking ring. It's a ring that you got to twist off, you know, pull from the bolt, the hole in the bolt, and twist it off. And let's put that facing toward the tractor, not toward the outside. And so you've got to work blind.
Yeah.
And some of these aren't the cat on my hand this time. They're trying to get the thing off. What? And knowing that you have to do this twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
What goes through engineers' minds when they come up with this concept? Oh, look at that. There's some white stuff.
Yeah,
it would be the same engineer that placed the shear bolts on your blower.
That's true.
That was the disgruntled engineer that left John Deere just before Andy
goes. So
when I put these in, these people will know my legacy.
Yes, and they'll think of me twice a year. Oh, jeez.
Well, I'm thinking a redesign might be in order, because if that bolt goes off, comes out from going into the tractor.
Reverse it? Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think there's enough room to do that.
Because the
rest of the mower frame's right there.
Really?
So it only goes in from the side. So it's easy to put it in. It's just a bear to put this frickin' thing on. Now, maybe a cotter pin would be a lot easier.
Might be a way to go.
Hey, Barry.
Yeah.
Barry.
Yeah.
Putting on your snowblower attachment, you have two U-shaped bolts that you have to pull down against a really, really tight spring and put into place.
Yes.
And don't they suck?
They do, and they're supposed to be quick release. And the snowblower is a little easier to manhandle because you got to get it just right so that these things pop in. And, of course, you got to have strength to pull them straight out, because if you pull them on a slight angle, they don't pop in.
Yeah.
The snowblower, I got to say,
I put the snowblower attachment on a floor jack and lift it up and down until I get it to just the right position where I can almost get that crap in, and then I bang the hell out of it with a hammer. Yeah, and it goes in.
Yeah, that's basically what I was doing. But you know what's even worse? Is they have two similar ones on the mowing deck. And the mowing deck is much harder to manhandle than the snowplow actually is. And
yeah,
I had a bear trying to get those frickin' things in. I got the one on okay, but the last one, man, I was pushing, shoving. And finally, I lifted it up. I told my wife, put a frickin' 2x4 underneath the thing.
Yeah, piece of
wood. And still, I had to sit there and jiggle and jangle. And finally, I heard it go pop, and it went in. And I was like, oh.
It sucks.
It took me like 45 minutes.
I feel so glad that I'm not the only poor asshole that does the same thing. I'm doing something wrong. I go through the same process. I was like, well, Barry got one of these. So now I can ask him if he's having the same experiences.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, thank goodness. It's not just us. It's not just us.
And I said, only if I had another $10,000 to spend so I could buy the tractor that you just drive over the deck and it automatically clips on.
Locks on, yeah.
I had the same thought. I was looking at those and I'm thinking, oh, man.
I can't afford it. It costs more than my car.
Yeah, you know, because I was like, kind of like, well, you know, if I can just buy a small tractor with a snowblower, I'll use that for the winter, and I'll use this for the summer.
Two different tractors.
You know, that's tempting.
Just so you don't have to take that damn mower deck off.
Oh, man.
I know. Yeah, I mean, get one tractor set up this way, the other one set up that way, and just set them aside for 6 months or whatever, you know?
That's right.
Because, man, going back and forth, the older you get, the harder that becomes.
Yes, I know. I'm finding that out.
That actually reminds me. We got to finish rebuilding that valve on your zero turn.
Yeah, I know. That's a project waiting to happen.
Well, now that you got the JD, we can actually comfortably, affordably take that thing apart and rebuild it the right way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And if it stays in pieces for a couple weekends, who cares? You got your JD. Right.
Yeah. As long as I'm not push mowing 3 acres.
Yeah, like last July.
In 100 degree weather.
Yes. Yes, I remember that. You know, I remember on more than one occasion calling up in, you know, it was the beginning of July. Yeah. Hey, man, how you doing? just about ready to have a stroke. But aside from that, I'm doing great.
I almost did pass out in the field one time because I dehydrated out there.
He's out there singing the lines from Hey Jude. La, 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 la. That's going on and on.
Let's just put it this way. The lines were an interesting pattern in the field that day.
Yeah, and if you look really, really closely, it says, F you. What the hell?
Oh, man. So I'm ready to do it. So the other thing that happened this week, I did go back to work on Wednesday.
Yep.
Now, I got before, I think I said this in a podcast a couple months ago, couple podcasts ago, that I signed up for a cubicle to 5K.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise thing at work.
Yes.
Well, of course.
Were you delirious that day?
I was perfectly healthy when I signed up for it. My boss got me to sign up for it because I was talking to him and I said, "Yeah, I'm thinking about doing this."
Forced to do what you mean.
So you know, this was on a Friday, and then the following Monday, I get an email from my boss. He goes, "You're signing up for this thing, right? Because I just signed up for it." In other words, you signed up for it because I said I was going to sign up for it. So I said, yes, I'm going to sign up for it. Well, it was supposed to start the Monday I was really, really sick
right.
first time. So I missed the first week of this, okay? Uh-huh. And then I figured, I missed. It was only two sessions,
right?
Because it's only Monday, Wednesday, and then you're on your own to do it. It's another one during the weekend,
right? Friday or something, whatever.
So I said, okay, well, I'm going. You know, I went back to work that week and promptly went back home, and then the hospital thing, and so I was out. The doctor said, yeah, don't go back to work until Wednesday,
right?
Okay. And so I missed Monday, and I said, "Ah, geez, now I'm a week and a half behind. They're already three things up." So I go back to work on Wednesday.
Yeah,
I join in.
Are you out of your mind? You got the lung capacity of a friggin' housefly.
And of course, they're on the third session, so they're up to, you know, the first session's like you walk 5 minutes, and then you run a minute. Walk a minute, run a minute, walk a minute, okay? And you do that for like 7 or 8 things, and then you walk 5 minutes, and that's it. That's the very beginning.
Right.
Well, they're up to walk a minute, or run 2 minutes, walk a minute, run 2 minutes, walk a minute. Mm-hmm. So I'm there. I show up. My boss says, "You think you're able to do this?" And they're saying, "Why? What's wrong?" And I said, "Well, I was in the hospital on Saturday with bronchitis." And they said, "Oh my God, you're out here now!" I said, "Well, I'm going to try it." I said, "I'll probably end up walking most of it, but I did it. I ran. I didn't run as much as everybody else did. I came in dead last, but me and the woman that has asthma."
She beat you, right?
She did. But I was wheezing and I was coughing and all the way home I was coughing my lungs out and but
right, now I feel guilty. We put this friggin'
thing. No, you don't have to.
But at least you finished, Barry. That's it. You
did finish.
Man.
And I did finish, and I did run part of the time. So, now, actually, I was supposed to go out and run today, but I didn't get to it, so I got to do it tomorrow, and then I got to go on the next one on Monday. So that's going to be interesting, because I did notice on Friday, yesterday, after doing this on Wednesday, that, knees and legs are hurting.
Sore.
They're sore.
That happens.
Yeah.
Can I jump on your bandwagon?
Go ahead.
All right. So a colleague of mine, Matt, has been very, very diligent about going out at lunchtime for multiple walks. So he'll walk around the entire industrial complex. Mm-hmm. And he's starting, you know, mediocre and you know, short amounts. And so I've been sitting here saying to myself, you know what? I had to go out for walks and start getting some exercise. And, you know, it was a long, cold winter. Mm-hmm. And blah, blah, blah on the men from the knee surgery. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, now the knees feel like, you know, even though they hurt, but they don't hurt as much because the warmer weather's coming. Right. So the arthritis is down. Let's go for the walk. So I started walking. And it's not a leisurely, you know, boom, boop, 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 boop. I mean, we're walking. Sort of, I can see the equivalent of power walking.
Right, right.
And uphill, around the buildings, yada-da-da. And I'll tell you what, there was a couple points in time there. He's usually to where it's up to somewhere around, excuse me. usually two and a half. that was the dog drool brew. I realize I gave you the wrong one.
No, you gave me the dog drool brew.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, that one was a lot nicer. Or the first batch, that was like a Guinness kind of consistency.
No, it's a red.
That was a red? That was damn tasty.
Red ale.
So anyway, after 2.5 miles in about 40 minutes, so I mean it's not fast by any stretch, but I will say after about mile and a half, I'm thinking, I think I'm just going to have a convenient little heart attack right here. Right in the middle of this hill going up it because my back hurts, my knees hurt, my ankles hurt, and it wasn't so much out of breath. It was just all that other stuff, and my heart is pounding.
Sure.
So you're one of those classic power walkers who are like 90 years old.
You know what? But move it. You know what? Oh, you're walking home. Nashua's a long walk.
Yeah, it's and the other thing is I'm one of the oldest people out there on this cubicle to 5K things too.
I got 10 years just about on that.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm the old guy. My boss is the same age as me. Well, he claims he's younger because his birthday's in July. So he always reminds me that, you know, I'm much older than him.
Okay, Methuselah.
Methuselah.
But so he's doing it. Of course, he's right there in the front because he does a lot of exercising and he does a treadmill and stuff like that.
So. Right. So he's more
fit.
Attuned with it.
I am really out of the whole group that's doing this. I truly am the cubicle or, you know, the other program is called Couch to 5K.
Right, right.
I truly am a couch person.
Yes.
Going to 5K.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
It's a big transition.
Yeah.
It's a huge transition.
A lot better than I'm doing. My kind of exercising is going to the bathroom.
You fit right in there.
Family tradition.
You know, earlier on, we had this conversation while sitting in IHOP eating 6 eggs and 5 pancakes. What do you think, as far as career aspirations, once, you know, going into the Air Force or the Navy, I know you're on the fence about those.
I'm thinking about aviation engineering instead.
Exactly. He said, Dad, I like engineering. And, you know, I said, you mean the core of geekdom. We figure out how it works, make it work, build better ones. I said, that's perfect. So exactly, right there, straight. Working out means going to the head.
That's right. That's big tech.
I get paid to use the muscle in my skull.
Got to say that the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree.
It's the truth.
So Monday I get to do it again, and I got to get out there tomorrow. Now, when I do it tomorrow, I'm going to use. I have the little Couch to 5K program for the iPhone.
Yep, the app.
And I'm going to do that, but I'm doing day one because I need to. Well, I'm not. I, I'm. I'm I'm going to be playing catch-up the whole time.
Right.
But the goal is to actually participate in the 5K.
Right, exactly.
The company 5K. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to make the mistake of...
blurting out names?
Blurting out the company name again. Although I think we've said it before on here. I just... with today's... with everything that's going on and things like that, I choose not to mention the name anymore.
It doesn't serve a purpose. And you know it's at the company, but... as a matter of fact,
but it is a great place to work.
That company,
and they make a ton of cool stuff.
Well, that company 5K, is that also when that rib festival happens?
I don't know.
I believe it's the same time. It's prior to it.
I think it's June 19th.
Ribs.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That
might be.
That's a. Is that a 5?
I don't know. I think it might be different because I think this is a truly got the company name on it.
Well, then I need
to know.
And
the other one's the rib
Rock and Rib Fest.
Rock and Rib Fest. I think that's a. But yeah, I was talking to a couple other people. Well, I was talking to.
Sounds like somebody's eating ribs in the background there.
I was talking to your lovely bride about the 5K.
Mark's making a walking taco.
A what?
A what?
A walking taco.
It's making me hungry for crying out loud.
You start out with a bag, you know, a personalized size bag of Doritos or something along those lines.
Uh huh.
And you open it up carefully and you shuffle in the taco meat and cheese and fixings right into the bag and then you eat your taco right out of the bag.
I've never thought of that with
a spoon or a fork.
It sounds so good.
Why don't you put all that stuff like in a soft taco? I mean, the soft taco is the best part of the entire thing.
Well, it is, but the point of this is that
it's portable
for kids. It's portable and it's clean.
Yeah,
they can walk around with it and not leave taco stuff everywhere.
Doritos with taco meat. You know, when I made a taco salad, I learned this trick. It was layer. You use tortilla chips, you know, and then put your meat. Use Doritos.
I guess it would kind of taste like the Locos Tacos from Taco Bell, something like that, right?
I don't know. I've never eaten that.
Yeah, right. Although
it does sound good.
This Taco Bell talk of, what is it?
Now, personally, I like soft tacos. So, the toast guy, I'm there with you. I'm a soft taco person.
But yeah,
this really is convenient. So he's making his walking taco, and as soon as he's done with that, I'm throwing a pasty in the microwave tray.
Nice.
Man. I was gonna say, if you put all the food,
it's no wonder we're all overweight in this damn place.
if you put all that stuff in a bag, right, and then you take the bag and stick it in the microwave, that may soften up the chips.
You heat up the stuff. Things needs to be hot separate in a bowl, and then you just dump it all in the
bag. But I'm saying, but you dump it in the bag, but the chips are hard. But if you put them in a microwave with the stuff, it might soften them up.
No, stuff will make
the chips. I don't think that bag is microwave rated, though.
it's an aluminum bag. So you have an aluminum bag that you throw in the microwave.
Oh, I didn't think about that, yeah. You know what? Actually, one of the best things I've ever had was down in Alexandria, Virginia. We went to this place, Murphy's, and they have the best chili around. And they make this thing, what the hell was it called? A chili pie, chili mountain or something?
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it was you picked your chili because they had different types of chili. But basically, they took a pile of Frito corn chips.
Yeah.
Threw it down. You pour the chili on top of it. More Frito corn chips. More chili. It's kind of layered.
Yeah.
And then a ton of sour cream on top of that.
That sounds awesome.
No cheddar cheese?
What's that?
No cheddar cheese?
Yes, and you could put cheddar. You could have cheddar cheese put on it too.
That sounds awesome.
So it sounds. It's also the other name of that is known as the angioplasty special.
I don't care. It was literally to die for.
I'm hungry again. You guys suck.
You guys. It comes with its own heart stent.
That's good. That's good.
Jeez.
Damn, I gotta go. I can't take any more of this conversation.
Oh, God.
You heading out, party?
Yeah, it's getting late for me.
Okay.
Gotcha, brother. Catch you later, man.
Yeah, it's been great talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Take care, Marty.
Yeah, and sorry about last week. I know you were there.
That's okay. I'm here a lot of times when you guys aren't. And for some reason, we don't seem to catch each other. Sometimes I'm there, and you're there, and we don't seem to hit up. Because I get like messages after the fact, and I'm like, well, what the hell? I was there. Well, I think Google just hates me.
There was a couple times, yeah, I saw that you were in the show notes, and then I send out the Hangout invite, and you were like...
I never got it.
Yeah.
I posted that. Messages and like nobody responded. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh hell, we're not looking at messages. That's our problem. We gotta start looking at the messages. We do the Hangout. We only bring up the Google Hangout.
I have no other way of talking to you guys.
Yeah. Okay. We'll pay more attention next time because I know a couple times it's like, well, he was looking at the show notes. He even actually added show notes.
I have something tonight too, but I gotta go.
Okay. I was gonna say before you go, did you want to go over some of your show notes or?
The whole Microsoft with the Beats music thing, that's still up in the air. But I think that that could kind of be a kind of good thing, especially if they can get Jimmy Iovine to stay with Apple.
You mean Apple, because, right? Apple with the Beats music. Okay, sorry. You said Microsoft.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Apple is buying Beats. But Jimmy Iovine is one of the co-owners. If they can get him to actually agree to work with Apple, mm-hmm. that could kind of work out in the long run. And, you know, of course, a lot of people are saying that this could kind of enhance their streaming capabilities. And other than that, mainly I wanted to talk about the fact that Office on iPad is really kind of handy. It's really kind of neat. You can share things up in the cloud. Mm-hmm. And with Office 365, you can put... you can put Microsoft Office on Macintoshes, on PCs, up to, I think you can have like 5 computers and 5 tablets with $100, I think it's like $90-something a year.
Wow.
It kind of worked out because my granddaughter is using Office apps in school, mm-hmm. and she had to stay late to use them because, of course, I made sure my son is using Macs at home. they don't have Office available, so he's like, "Well, Dad, I used to use PCs, and this wouldn't have been a problem." I says, "Well, yeah, but I wouldn't have bought you Office. So how are you going to get it?" He goes, "Well, okay, blah blah." So I says, "Okay, fine." So I went and got this, and I can put Office on a number of machines, and I let him put Office on his machine and my granddaughter's machine. Mm. So now she can work on a lot of her homework at home for a change. Which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
Plus, she likes playing with PowerPoint. She likes being creative with it and creating like art and things like that with it, which is really kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I think that's
I was just going to say, I heard good things about the Microsoft Office on the iPad. A lot of the tech shows were saying good things about it.
Yeah, and Microsoft is consistently updating it. I've since I subscribed, I think it was like 4 months ago, I've gotten 2 updates to the iPad apps that have made things a little bit faster and a little smoother.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that you do on your iMac or your Macintosh desktop and on your Windows desktop, you can mm-hmm. transfer it to the iPad, and it works seamlessly. So it really is pretty handy. It all kind of works together, and I think a lot of that has to come down to the new CEO they have is like refocusing Microsoft, where they were kind of like a little rudderless for a while. We're like, are we a software company? Are we a hardware company? And I think he's focusing, saying, "Hey, we are a software company. We might make some hardware to show people how our software can best be used on available hardware, but basically." When it comes down to it, we are a software company, and we want our software running on as much as possible.
Good.
Although there still isn't any comment about why it's not available for Android yet, which people keep asking about.
Well, there's no love lost between Microsoft and Google. Everybody thinks Apple and Google, but Microsoft and Google.
That goes back to one of my other comments was dealing with the Apple and Samsung patent fight.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that came out of that was that Samsung was depending upon Google to defend them, and Google kind of stayed silent during the whole thing.
Yeah.
And Samsung was forced by the court to reveal a lot of company confidential documents, and they were bringing out facts that Samsung had no long-term intentions to stay with Android. They wanted to get a foot into the market with Android, and then developed their own OS.
Yes.
And after their tablets took over from, which they did, Samsung really does have the majority market of all Android devices.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you want the best Android, other than like maybe Asus, you know, that the the Google branded type thing, Samsung does have the best devices, and they wanted to take, and once they achieved that dominance, they wanted to be able to change into their own OS and dump Android, because they didn't want to be dependent upon Google. And all of this kind of played out, but the thing is that Android, Samsung was lying about their figures to like IDC and other agencies about what the sales figures were for Android. They were talking about their tablets. They were shipping all these tablets, but they weren't talking about how many of those tablets were actually being sold.
Huh.
And actually, the amount that were being sold of their tablets and phones were actually a whole lot less than what was actually being shipped. So it was that was kind of an eye-opener that came out of that whole trial that's not really being played up in the press, because the majority of the press, for whatever reason, seems to be kind of anti-Apple. And they don't want to talk about those kind of things that makes Apple look better and Samsung look like a, we are copying you and we failed.
Yeah.
Which is what it came down to.
Typical of the press today.
Yeah.
We could do a whole show on today's press and how it's not fair and balanced at all.
But that's Adam and John's territory, so
yes, exactly, exactly, and they do prove it every I was gonna say every week, every couple times a week,
except for Matt from AP, he's my hero.
Matt, so,
maybe. Yeah, well,
I'm surprised they let him in the State Department.
Sorry, Michael.
I'm sorry. I'm surprised they let Matt from AP into the State Department briefings anymore.
Oh, okay. I know
clips talking. From him are just fantastic.
Yes.
Sorry, Barty. Go ahead.
I was just going to make a plug for a political URM that hasn't been put out in quite a while.
Maybe
Anne-Marie, once she feels better, I know she's on the mend.
It's not so much Anne-Marie as it is Lou. Lou's been down and out with bad health right now. So,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so we're on a hiatus right now, but hopefully we'll get that back. So,
because man, her last show was awesome. What is it, about a month ago or so, when she was like nailing Putin and stuff? I thought that was just awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, a lot of my I was bringing that up to some of my friends at work, and I was encouraging them to download it because the conversation was pretty good.
Mm.
And one of them was saying, well, you know, it kind of sounds like Putin's not trying to bring back the Soviet Union. He's just trying to establish the Soviet reunion.
Hey, that's good. That's a good line. Well, I will say that in Anne-Marie's background, and I will say this openly, she worked for No Such Agency and for several years, and she was a Russian linguist and analyst for them for over 10 years. And if you wonder what No Such Agency, it's NSA. So she used to study this stuff for a living, and she has nailed this guy, and she's nailed every move he's made so far. In our own talks here, of course, you know, she does still write occasionally on Political QRM. She puts articles up, and she also writes for Red State. Occasionally puts articles up there, but she gets into a lot of arguments with people there because unfortunately she's been proven right time and time again. You know, that's what happens when you used to work it for a living and you actually studied the stuff, and not just in English, you studied it in Russian. That makes a difference.
Yeah, really.
So did you get all that NSA?
That's all right.
Oh, I'm sure they got it.
They're already. They're listening. God, you know, once an NSA are always an NSA. Yeah.
Well, hopefully they're enjoying the show.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
Well, I really got to be running.
Okay. Well, good luck. Good talking to you, Barty, and have a good week. And have a good off Friday, because you're the opposite of me.
Yeah, I sure am. It's great talking to all of you guys. And hey, I have to apologize for not being able to pronounce your name, but
Matoska. That's great. I still screw it up too. And I've known him.
I appreciate you having you on the show, and I hope you show up more often because your viewpoint is very valued, especially so in comparison to all of us old farts, you know.
Thank you. It was nice meeting you too.
All right, catch you all later.
All right, see you later, Marty.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Yeah.
So I only have one thing here to talk about an Ingress because I've been out of it, but let's start the Ingress.
Acquiring position. Downloading latest Intel package.
Okay, well... this is a video show. What Joel's doing right now. Yes, I've been down and out, so I haven't been Ingressing much lately. Although, congratulations goes out to Michael, who made level 7.
Woohoo!
Yay! Let me tell you, it's a long way to level 8. A long way.
Yep.
I was
working on it this week.
I went out a couple hours yesterday and a couple hours today. And I think I'm up to 853,000. That's it.
1
That's
million.
A lot.
But you got to go up to 1,200,000.
That's
to make
still a
level.
Lot. That's 250,000 since you hit level 7. I'm impressed.
Yeah, but it's getting harder and harder because, you know, as the weather gets nice, a bazillion people come out to play Ingress.
What is Ingress?
Ingress? You don't know what Ingress is? Oh, my God.
You could actually play it on that device, probably.
It's the best game in the world. You got an Android device?
He's got an Android device that's been through a war.
Oh. How new is it?
Couple years probably.
You might be able to play. It's a program. It's a free program, but it's GPS based. Okay, and you join a faction. You're either enlightened or you're the resistance.
Right.
Only smart people are in the resistance.
So that means I probably wouldn't be in it.
No. And the resistance is blue. Enlightened is green. So yep. They're not. Fondly known as the Frogs, and we're fondly known as the Smurfs. And there's a whole storyline. You got to go to Ingress.com and get the video storyline. But after that, basically, it's GPS-based, and there's these portals all over the place. And basically, you have to go and take them over and put resonators on them to collect the XM energy coming out of it, and then you try to create fields. You connect portals and you create fields. Well, of course, it's 3 portals per field, so you know it's a triangle you're basically making. Yep. And so you run around and you do this, and you attack. You get XMP busters that so you can go and attack the other faction's portals and take them over, and then you can put shields up and things like that. And it's just a very addictive game, and you end up, I am now on a couple of Google Plus groups for Ingress, particularly for the Resistance here in New Hampshire, and we also have Hangouts that we talk live. Sometimes the level 8s, which used to be the highest level, mm-hmm. Once you get there, then they plan different events. I participated in an event where we made a giant triangle from the top of New Hampshire down through Connecticut. And, what's the Flappy Bird?
Flappy Bird, the Flappy original. Bird. I have always had it on here.
Yeah.
Don't ever get rid of it.
Why? But anyway, so you end up, like, I was running out today creating fields and everything, and you have to go through a series of levels. The highest level used to be level 8. They just came out with the new version of the scanner, which is the program that runs on your Android device. They now have levels 9 through 16 available now.
Really?
So, yes. And
by the time I end up getting an Android device...
Oh, I'll be dead before I make 16. Because the points, that the AP points double every time you go up a level. So
wouldn't that make it easier?
No, they double. In other words, they you have to get double the points
from the last level. All right, all right.
So, but it's a lot of fun. You end up meeting a lot of people online, and you chat with them, and there are meetups every now and then. And I know, like, Nashua's got a pretty active group going down there. I'm not sure what Lowell's doing.
Is the Alliance or the Resistance or what is big in Nashua?
They're about 50-50 in Nashua.
So I could make a break it.
You could, yes, you could definitely do it. Now, out this way, we're kind of resistance heavy.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, I go on and prod some of the Enlightened, because most of the Enlightened have, thanks to us, most of the Enlightened have made it to level 8, because we gave them plenty of fields to take down and stuff. But needless to say, every once in a while, we feel like right now, if you look at the map, it's all blue. And Jaffrey, Peterborough, Fitzwilliam, Winchendon, that whole Sharon.
Right.
I mean, it's huge, huge blue all over the place. So I have to go and entice some of the Enlightened people to come out and take our fields down so we can rebuild them again and get AP points. So I will be teasing them soon.
Poking the bear.
Yeah, but needless to say, yesterday I was up in Hancock, which is just above Peterborough.
Yes.
Which, by the way, cell phone reception, it's like, well, let's put it this way. Hancock is New Hampshire's U.S. 41. the reception there kind of sucks. And so I was up there trying to take over the portal at the bandstand. Now, I was off on the side of the road, and it was a side street.
Mm-hmm.
The common, the bandstand's in a common, and of course, so there's roads that go around it. So I was in the non-busy road. I was off to the side.
Right.
And I was busy working, trying to take it over. But like I said, phone reception was pretty bad. So I was sitting there for a while, and all of a sudden, Hancock's Finest pulls up next to me.
Yeah.
And I rolled down my window, and it's a young officer.
Yeah.
And he goes, can I help you with anything? Is anything wrong? I said, no. And I held up my Nexus 7. I said, I'm playing this game. And he looks at it, and he goes, I play too. I said, yeah. I said, so you know there's a portal here. He goes, yes, yes. He goes, well, you're not doing anything wrong. You don't have any problems. I said, no, I'm just playing the game. He goes, have fun. See you later.
That's awesome.
So that was my story for this week's Ingress report. But I had a couple weeks where I was not playing very well, and I don't know if you play as much. I know Michael has the same problem where they don't have a lot of players, so Michael can light the whole thing blue, and then he's got to wait for the things to fade out on their own, because he probably doesn't have any Enlightened to go up there and attack, or not many Enlightened people to go attack. But I know I get to play because of work and everything. I can play through 5 towns. So I often do that. So I do when I can get going. Fortunately, though, I leave work at 5:30. Sometimes I don't get home until 7:30, 8 o'clock, because I'm going through towns playing Ingress.
I understand completely.
Yeah. Milford is there's the circle in Milford, and there's got to be at least 15 portals right there. So I go and park in the public parking, and I just go out and walk around the circle there.
I don't know if I want to get into this game.
Well, the thing is that's what they want you to do. Because, there's really a walking game, so they want you to get out and exercise. So you do, like Peterborough's got a whole bunch downtown.
Right.
And so I just park in the Depot Square parking lot. And I walk around. It's probably my other computer. Something's popping.
I just wondered if it was me or...
Nah, it sounds like a Hangout thing. So it's probably an Ingress Hangout thing.
Oh, okay. Popping up.
I'll walk around. And that's the other thing. What you have to do is you got to collect... all these weapons that you use, the XMPs and, mm-hmm. and cute and things. So you go around and you hack the portals first. So you go up to the portal and then you hack it, and then you get a bunch of stuff and you get the keys. You need a key to link it to another portal.
Yep.
Stuff like that. So you go around like that. Now after you've if you hit somebody, like I'm a level 7, if I go hit a level 8, well, that's going to take... I can take them out, but it's going to take a whole lot of different XMPs for me to take them out. Mm-hmm. So I'll sit there and go through 3/4 of my weapons taking out a level 8 portal. And so then what they call it farming. You know, oh, now I got to go farming. So you go around, you find a place, hopefully like Milford or Peterborough, where there's a bunch of them close together, and you just go around and hit them all and hack them all and rebuild your weapons and your stash and everything. So, so yes, it's a dumb game. And I saw a cartoon once. It was a GIF that somebody made, and it was a Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, and they were painting a pole, right? And it was a GIF, and Bugs Bunny was painting the pole blue, and Daffy on one side, he was walking around the pole painting it, and Daffy Duck was painting it green on the opposite side of them. They just kept going round and round and round the pole doing this. That's like, yeah, that's Ingress.
Yeah. All right.
But there is a whole storyline, and there's meetups, and you know, there's special events, and there's
lots of strategy in placing the fields.
Yes, yes, you know, it really is. It does kind of force you to be social with the other groups. Yeah. And I'm talking people of all ages play this game.
Right.
Because I'm surprised how many people my age are out there playing this game. And you got the 30-somethings, you got the 20-somethings, you got teenagers. You know, everybody's playing it. The only thing that, you know, our group, we push is... be respectful of private property. Yep. Be respectful of public property.
Yep.
Because if you get a bad name and people say, you know, the game gets a bad name, then suddenly you're not going to be able to play.
Troublemakers.
Anymore. Right. So and if you find troublemakers, you report them, because the Ingress group, they'll throw them out. They'll cancel their they'll cancel.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I find it very addictive. It's a lot of fun to play. You end up, like today, I go out and I say, I'm only going to go out for an hour. I'm going to go down and hit Fitzwilliam, you know. Next thing I know, I'm over in Ringe. And then I'm up at the Cathedral of the Pines. And then I said, oh, crap. I just used my key to the frickin' Temple Mountain, you know. And I wanted to put there because I could have this huge field, you know. So next thing I know, I'm driving up the Temple Mountain. I go there, I get a key, yeah, and on the way up, I said, well, I can go up to Temple Mountain and hit one Cathedral of the Pines. Well, I passed another one at Howard Memorial Park, and here's an opportunity. And I hit it, and while I was there, because I was hacking it as I was going by, and I had a link, I said, oh, man, I just linked Cathedral. I just used my key to Cathedral of the Pines. So now I go up to the frickin' Temple Mountain, I get a new key, and then I drive all the way back to Cathedral of the Pines.
Oh my God.
but I went down 123 and I took Sharon Arts Center. I grabbed Sharon Arts Center on the way. And you can also submit new portals, and you can take pictures. Some of the portals don't have pictures, so mm-hmm. Yesterday I was running around taking pictures of the portals that didn't have pictures, and you submit them, and if they approve them, you get 500 AP points just for the pictures. If they take a portal that you submit, you get 1,000 AP points, which helps you level up
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So it's a lot of fun. I don't know. I'm kind of addicted to the
game.
That's
cool. Go ahead, Michael. Sorry.
No, I was just going to comment. Yeah, this week was another unscheduled trip. But scheduled, unscheduled, but it certainly wasn't planned originally in my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked the better part of the week in Minneapolis. And, oh, excuse me a second. Wish I hit a cough button here. I'm going to mute for a second here. As I unlock my phone and bring up hang up,
whatever.
He's coughing his lungs up right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just clearing my throat out eating dinner. Anyhow, so I never got into this game initially for the social aspect of it, but wow, you do meet and make a lot of friends mm-hmm. on this. And after they discovered this lone player up in the Keweenaw, they're like, oh, geez, we got to help him out. So, they've been tutoring me and sharing secrets in the game, just like decoding the glyphs. I don't know if you've tried doing that.
I am not good at that. I can't remember.
But in the beginning, the whole point is just try to remember the first one okay. and ignore the rest of it. And eventually you get to the point where you recognize the glyphs, and then you can start putting the words together and getting – I rarely get them all.
Okay.
But a lot of times you double what you farm every time you do a hack.
Yeah.
So – but, so I'm talking to these guys, telling them I'm heading out to the Minneapolis, and they're like, oh, cool. Well, why don't you pick up keys here and pick up keys there? And these portals are starting to sag a little bit. And I said, well, I'm going on work, but, I'll pick up some of it on the way. While I'm in Minneapolis, I make the comment, I walk around the block once.
Yeah.
There are more portals walking around the block than the entire county up here. I didn't have much time this week to mess with that, except for I got done there. Most of the people at the plant that I worked at had tickets to the Minnesota Wild Blackhawks playoff game last night, so they closed the plant early. So I actually did have a couple of hours yesterday afternoon, during normal daylight. So I went up for a long farming expedition out in Minneapolis. And then I, got back to the room, packed everything up, got ready to go first thing this morning. I left at 7 o'clock this morning, Central Time. I actually got on the road at a decent time.
Wow.
And I got about, 4 hours into the trip. And, oh my gosh. I would call it a migraine, because I don't know if migraine's coming. But I got to one city where I normally stop for something to eat, and my head hurt so much, I literally could not see straight. My vision was blurry.
Yep.
And it's like, I got to stop for a while. And I'd been communicating, every time I stopped someplace, I had been communicating with the people in Ingress, and they've got this multi-state operation going on right now, which is okay, because by the time the show airs, it'll be over. But, there are people coordinating in 5 states right
now. Wow.
We'll see if it's successful. Yeah. And they're all in the hangout, and they're all talking back and forth. And I told them, I said, hey, guys, I got this horrendous headache. I got to stop for a second. And they're like, well, make it to the next town. There's a whole bunch of us that were actually, they were all out farming multiple cities. I mean, they were doing like 200-mile trips getting things set. And I said, we're all about to convene in this city.
Yeah.
Come meet us. I'm like, well, actually, I'm going to be there right about the time all you guys are going to be there. So, sure. Well, I show up. First thing is two other guys show up, and all three of us are hams. And they knew my call sign before I got there. Yeah, you know what? As a matter of fact, somewhere out part of the state, I sold an ICOM 706 Mark IIG to a guy. And they're like, oh, you must be talking about Jeremy. And I'm like, huh? They said, turn around. And turn around, there's an apartment building behind me. Third floor up, that antenna coming out is what was connected to your radio.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm talking to these guys, and the other guy's looking at me, and he goes, yeah, that picture, you look like you're an EMS. And I said, yeah, I'm a paramedic. And we start talking, and he said, well, how long have you been up in the UP? I said, well, he moved up so-and-so full-time. I said, but we had a farm just north of Sheboygan. The guy stops and looks at me. He goes, I thought you looked familiar. And I said, why? He said, well, I used to be a paramedic for Orange Cross in Sheboygan. And I'm like,
Oh, geez.
Another one of those cases of an Ingress player where I knew this guy a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, socially, it's a good venture. I hung out in this town talking to these guys for probably about 40 minutes. I took some ibuprofen. I was drinking some strong coffee. Caffeine works well for me for headaches. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then out of the blue, my local guardian level 8, who's now a level 9, another guy by the name
of
had been out, and he's from,
level 9 just came out last week.
He's from Hancock Holtner. But the thing is, if you already had the points,
yeah, you get it.
You automatically level up.
Yeah, yeah.
So he when I looked him up, he had 4 million something points, AP points.
Wow.
And he's the one that's been, you know, tutoring me on things.
Yeah.
While I was in Minneapolis, I did pick up a whole bunch of Ultra Strikes. They just released those this week.
I got one of those this week, and I accidentally used it. Because it showed up, you know. Yeah. I was going to attack, and it usually goes up automatically up to level 7 XMPs for me. Well, I had the Ultra Strike, and I didn't notice it went to that first. And I said, crap, I didn't want to do that. Go ahead.
The guys gave me a capsule, too. I said, did you manage to get a capsule while you're farming in Minneapolis? They're like, no. Oh. Here, borrow one of these. Like, really? Cool.
Yeah. I haven't gotten a capsule
yet. I've been looking for one of those, and they said, well, why are you looking for them? And I said, well, I want to farm keys. And they're like, yep, that's the big use for them. So anything you put in a capsule is not recognized by Ingress other than your inventory count.
Oh, so you can have multiple keys to the same place.
You can,
okay.
So you get a key from a portal, and you put it in your capsule right away, and you go back and hack the portal again, and it goes, oh, you don't have a key, and it gives you another one.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes in handy.
Yes, it does.
Now,
I wish I had that today.
Are we putting both Joel and Matoska to sleep?
Matoska's watching. Joel's falling asleep.
I am not. But, I'm looking at motorcycles.
Why are you looking at motorcycles?
The guys let me hang out for a while, and by the time we got done talking, I was feeling a whole lot better, and made the rest of the trip back here.
Yeah,
but it set me way back. I was not making good time on the way home today, so I'm sorry. As usual, it seems to be I'm always in the car at the beginning of the show, and I don't mean to do that.
Work's work.
Exactly. You gotta earn a living.
Yeah,
I like to tease you about it. That's all. But you should be able to make some awesome fields.
Considering that, it's working pretty well, though.
Yeah, you should be able to make some awesome fields.
And they're giving me keys all over the place because they said, you know, you're up there in the middle of the lake. You've got nothing to block you.
Yeah, and nobody's going to come up there and take it from you.
Well, some of the college kids, there's one in particular, my nemesis. Excuse me. My nemesis. I like the program. The comparison's already been made, but it's kind of like I'm the old seasoned programmer, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and there's this young upstart on the Enlightened called I Like the Program, and we're constantly battling. He will literally drive up to Copper Harbor to take all the portals up here. But he's actually doing me a favor, because then I just take him back.
Right, yeah.
Last weekend, we were dueling in the street, literally. I was standing in the street, and he was standing in the street, and we're taking up each other's resonators.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't get some people to get upset when their fields are taken down. It's like, okay, we set up all this pretty blue. There's another guy here, Peter Gunn 22, that plays, and with his wife, Mrs. Gunn 22. And so they set up a whole bunch of the fields, and then I went in and filled in. We got this huge, massive field. It looks pretty, but I'm now going, okay, take it down, because it's not doing us any good when it all blew like that. We're not getting any AP points, and that means I got to drive further away to get AP points.
Good point. Yeah, very good point.
So.
Well, I literally have to make an hour and a half round trip just to hit as many portals up here as I did walking around the block in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's something about the rural Ingress player.
The guys, the one thing that did impress the guys today, though, was when I told them, I said, well, you know, I made level 6 on Wi-Fi only. And they're like, what? I didn't have hotspot available to me.
So you had the mesh network.
But I was the administrator, so I could get on the on the backbone, though.
You cheated.
I had access.
He modified the game.
Well,
Wi-Fi.
Kobayashi Maru, is that how you pronounce it?
Exactly.
That's exactly it.
I didn't cheat.
Well, we're going a little long here. Michael, you got anything else to
Since it's this late, I better not. But, again, glad at least I was able to make it. Glad to hear that you're feeling better.
Yes.
You sure got our attention last weekend, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was counting on my brethren in the business to take care of you.
They did a great job, and they were even able to put an IV in me with a going over frost heaves on a bumpy road.
That's saying something.
Well, they didn't do too good on the left side, but the right side they nailed it. So, but and I was texting Joel at the same time they were putting the IV in.
Now, you know, whenever I have to start an IV in the hospital, the nurses like to tease me, like, I don't know, we should make it more realistic. You want us to bounce up on top of the up and down on the bed IV so you feel at home? Because you know, I'm always having to do it in the back of an ambulance, you know, with stiff suspension over frost heaves all the time. I'm used to it.
Oh, and by the way, our new listener Scott did send in some more feedback because he's listened to some of our back shows.
Now, is this a show I haven't heard yet?
Yeah, that's there's a show that we have actually had his feedback in, which will be coming out. You'll hear it before this show gets out. It's not out yet, but I'm hopefully going to get it out tomorrow. But he actually sent more feedback after he listened to several of our back shows. Unfortunately, I didn't get to them this week. I did listen to them a little bit right before the show came on, but I said, you know what, this deserves more attention. So we'll have Scott's feedback next week after I get to fully listen to it. And I also have to set up I'm fine. Are you asking for more beer?
No, I gotta get rid of some beer.
Oh, you have to get rid of some beer. Okay, go ahead. Well, yeah, okay. Well, we'll let Matoska do your sign off.
All right.
So we'll get the Scott's input next week, I promise. And we're just trying to get back up to normal here and get back on track. So, we do have a musical guest tonight. It is the Hillary Reynolds Band with their song, See You Again. But before we listen to them, I'd like to, as we always do, we want to give a shout out to the military members out there, both CONUS and OCONUS. Thanks for what you do. And especially you OCONUS guys, we hope you get back home soon to your family and friends. And until then, we'll keep the home fires burning for you. So with that, from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, a.k.a. the Monadnock region, I am Barry J.
I am Matoska Ash. Joel just left, so I'm going to sign off for him.
Yes, and they're also in the southwest corner tonight, live. Okay.
And from the kitchen of the Virtual Uper, Michael.
All right. Take care.
We'll see you next week.
Yes, all right, everybody. That's it for show 139. Show 140 next week. Until then, woo-hoo. Here's the Hillary Reynolds Band.
Waking with a wish for a good morning kiss, wearing scars around my heart. I don't have to see you, don't have to hear you. Packing bags, about to hop a plane to a place where memories live. What if I see you again? I could die. Taking time is taking love away. Drove up to the coast to meet the fog and share the view with the woods and rocks. Cried for the first time in months. a joke. Thought I saw you below, but it was someone I didn't know. If I ever see you again, I'll die.
Samson, speak! Good boy.